Welcome, Becky.
Hello.
She's from the Mother's Ruin. So tell us, you live locally and you work locally and it's your own little industry, but what were you doing before you set up Mother's Ruin?
Oh, before I set up Mother's Ruin, I probably spent about 20 years working as a social worker in local authority social work. And different hospitals across London, actually. And I think just because of the way things are politically now, it had become a very hard job to be creative and positive with. And also they kept moving the retirement age, so suddenly it was ever distant. You know, I was going to be 70 before I could leave. So, I felt like I wanted to do something more creative.
Wow. Well done. So this is a real... I mean, maybe that's where the Mother's Ruin came in, from social services. So when you actually decided to make that decision, and that must have been quite a big one because it's life-changing.
Yeah.
What drew you to do gin making and have a little industry called Mother's Ruin? How did that...
I was already making fruit liqueurs at home, and I kind of, for friends and for mates and for people, would just sort of go, oh, why don't you try selling them? And I'd done a couple of farmers markets, so I'd sort of tested the water a little bit. And then I had a stall in Wood Street Market just at the weekends for about a year and a half, and I definitely felt that there was a future in it. And so, but it couldn't grow unless I took that big leap, because it would always just stay as a little sideline unless I threw myself in. And so I kind of took a massive chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Gosh, wow. So, and now you're based at the Ravenswood Industrial Estate. So in terms of what you actually, what products, it's called Mother's Ruin, that's the name, but what products do you have as well as the slow gin?
I make 7 or 8 different types of fruit liqueur, the slow gin and a couple of other types of gin-based liqueurs, an orange rum, and 2 or 3 types of vodka-based liqueurs. They're all, the sort of story really is that I grow a lot of the fruit that I use, most of the fruit that I use, or I forage for it locally. So far it's all been about that. And then more recently I've bought myself a little copper still, and I've started to teach myself how to distill, so I'll be making a kind of Walthamstow East London gin.
Oh wow. I can see you running workshops. <That's>
Well, I've got fabulous. To learn myself first, but yes.
Yeah, but the options are very, very wide. So in terms of, you know, the fruit that you, do you actually, when you say you grow your own, do you have an allotment? How do you do?
So I have a little allotment over in Tottenham, where I used to live years and years ago. And I also have my family live up in Cumbria, and I have a bit of orchard space up there. So I've planted a whole bunch of rhubarb and damson trees. And
well, can you imagine, listeners, Becky walking, coming back on the trains from Cumbria with rucksacks on her back.
That's literally what I do. I come back on the train with, you know, pounds and pounds of fruit.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So Becky, from Mother's Ruin and much, much more, dear listeners, tell me about the fruit liqueurs. I think that's quite an adventurous step, because it's not a short-term thing. So tell us how that works.
Yes, well, they take a long time to make, so they're very simple to make. It's just a kind of process of infusion, cold infusion, so there's no kind of mechanics to it. But then they take a year to become ready, so I've got a lot of stock at any one time, just kind of sitting.
So what is the storage set up? You don't have the storage at the industrial estate?
I do, yeah.
Right.
So I've got a kind of, you probably can't tell when you come into the bar, but there's a kind of squared off area of the warehouse.
Oh, right.
And they're all in there, just on racks, just sitting quietly.
Waiting
for the time to be ready.
So the warehouse, does it take upkeep, like heating or ventilation?
No, I mean, they are just a process of kind of time, really. The warehouse does have heating, but only turn it on when the bar's open, so the rest of the time it is quite cold in there. But yeah,
that's good.
It's very
so
simple.
What flavours do you specialise in, and what are the favourite ones?
I think probably the thing that we are most known for are the gin based ones, and the slow and the damson. The slow amazingly won world championship slow gin last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So that's our big story, really, and the Damson gin as well. Both of those we probably sell more than anything else, and we use them both most in the cocktails that we make as well.
So what sort of cocktails do you do? I can't wait to get round there. It's all weekend, listeners.
We have a really short menu, and we change it, try and change it seasonally. So, but with the damson gin, we kind of mix it with amaretto and lemon juice, and we make a cocktail called a damson in distress, and that's probably...
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love
it's
it.
Probably one of our most popular ones. And then over the winter, we've been doing a hot punch with the sloe gin, a sort of old school, kind of real East London spiced, fruity sloe gin hot punch, which has been great.
So it's a new version of the mulled wine.
It's a new version of the mulled wine. Yeah. Although because I do a lot of research about cocktails, obviously there is a whole kind of East London tradition of hot alcoholic drinks. So it's definitely part of that story. Really.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So do you think? I mean, with all these. And the awards as well. Do you think you'll ever actually write a book about them, or does that, isn't that not a bent that you're into?
I mean, I've definitely thought about doing a little recipe book or recipe cards, even just because when people come and buy them, which they do, they come to the warehouse and buy from me. I often have quite long conversations with people about what they can do with them and what to turn them into. So, yeah, kind of logical next step would be
recipes. And listeners, I heard about Mother's Ruin because I was given a bottle of the Mother's Ruin Sloe Gin for Christmas a couple of years ago, and I was just so enchanted with the shape of the bottle and the title. So here we are talking to the creator and founder of that, Becky Griffiths. In terms of, and I love that title, Damson in Distress, I think that's a must. Tell me about how our listeners can reach you by the internet, and then exactly where you are and the best way of getting there. Because I have to tell you, listeners, last weekend I was, I'm out of time in terms of telling you, I visited a mosque on an open day, but I met two people who were looking for the Mother's Ruin, and I heard them saying it at the bus stop, and I was able to tell them exactly where it was. So your website... Becky?
My website is www.mothersruin.net.
Yes.
And from there you can get onto things like Twitter and my Instagram and Facebook.
So the whole caboodle is there.
Yeah.
Say that website again.
www.mothersruin.net.
Piece of cake, isn't it? So in terms of, it, because you're actually going, you know, nationwide and globally, do you do a mail order at all?
So I sell from my website, and that's it's quite straightforward, and people that can actually even do click and collect and come to the bar and pick up
So you meet this wonderful woman in person doing this now.
And we sell directly from the bar as well. People can come in when we're open, and also we are in a few local shops.
Okay, so tell us about those local outlets.
So we're in Forest Wines on Forest Road,
right.
Who are great.
That's Walthamstow, listeners.
Yeah, and we're in the Spa on Orford Road, and at Clapton Craft on Hoe Street, the Larder up in Wanstead, and a few other little local bits and bobs. But those are, we sell quite locally, which has been great.
It's wonderful to see, because it really is coming onto the map. So tell me about the prize you won again. Just tell me again about that, because I think it's fabulous to endorse such success.
Yeah, well, every year there's a World Championships in Sloe Gin.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I discovered it recently. And I think it was set up as a charity thing quite locally in a pub in Hampshire somewhere, but actually quite big players send their sloe gin in, so like Heyman's and Sipsmith and all sorts of people. Yeah, and so we sent ours in last year for the first time and got silver, which was also great. But then this year took the gold, which was amazing. Yeah, because we're tiny, and it is really, it's literally a handmade product,
and it just shows the specialisation you have, and the passion just comes out of you. It oozes like gin does up your nostrils, dear listeners. And when are you open? And
so we're open Friday evenings from 6 till about midnight, Saturdays 12 till midnight, and actually I'm usually there during the day on Saturday, so do come by and have a little chat. And on Sunday, we're open from 2 till 8.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing they close at all. I bet there's a difficulty of getting people out of those gates. Wonderful area, dear listeners. Thanks so much for coming in, Beck.
It's a pleasure.
It's been real.